So the epistle for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Brethren, I give thanks to my God always for you, for the grace of God that is given you in Christ Jesus, that in all things you are made rich in him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that nothing is wanting to you in any grace, waiting for the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who also will confirm you until the end without crime in the day of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 9. At that time, Jesus, entering into a boat, passed over the water and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him one sick of the palsy lying in a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the man sick of the palsy, "Be of good heart, son, thy sins are forgiven thee." And behold, some of the scribes said within themselves, "He blasphemeth." And Jesus, seeing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, 'Thy sins are forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," then said he to this man sick of the palsy, "Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house." And he arose and went into his house. And the multitude, seeing it, feared and glorified God, who had given such power to men. Please be seated. The crown will be given neither to beginners nor to the advanced, but to the victorious, to those who persevere to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Father, dear faithful, well, today we have this Sunday that is in between two great feasts. Yesterday we celebrated the feast of St. Teresa of Avila, and then, as I mentioned, tomorrow when we have the all-day adoration, it is fitting because it is the feast of St. Margaret Mary. She was the one that was a seer of the Sacred Heart. And it was through her that we have the understanding of the adoration. We can say the nightly adoration, the enthronement, this whole devotion to the Sacred Heart. And with these two saints, they show to us two virtues that are important for us to try to practice. St. Teresa of Avila, one being obedience, of trying to fulfill the will of God. And then we can say with St. Margaret Mary, a humility, that she was this docile instrument in the hands of God, in the hands of the Sacred Heart. And so it's a good reminder to us of these two virtues when we look at these two great saints. St. Teresa of Avila, she had entered the Carmelite order, and even to the point that Almighty God showed to her the path that she was on at the time. I mentioned it to some of the students, because I gave them a conference on lukewarmness, which is actually a sermon from St. John Vianney. I put that in the back if you'd like to read that tomorrow. But I talked to them about what she was shown by God. Because back then, in the Middle Ages, a lot of the girls, they were caught up in these romance novels. And so God showed to her her place in hell. And he basically said to her that the path that you're on, this was where it will lead you. And yet, we can ask the question, why? One, I gave to them, there could have been a lukewarmness. She could have done more for God. And he showed to her her path. And he basically showed to her her oven, as she so calls it. The oven that was meant for her soul, because she was caught up with these things that would lead her away from God, little by little. You know, we think about today, and even sometimes our girls can be caught up in stupid movies like The Twilight, different things of that nature. Things that would definitely lead them away from God. These stupid series that show to them a fake life. And so if we have someone like St. Teresa of Avila who was shown this, and she was shown very clearly where it would lead her, all the more so can we see with our today's society, definitely things that will lead us away from God. Whether movies like that, series, books, the television, all of these things that will lead us away from God. And we can say yes, that that path will lead us to the same place that St. Teresa was shown. And so that is all she needed at that point than to turn around. You would think that any of us, if we were shown that, the same thing, that we too would turn around, God willing, hopefully. That we would be turned from the path that we're on. And so for her, then she dedicated her life in trying to reform the Carmelites. Because even at that time, a lot of souls entered it more or less out of prestige for the families, to have one in a religious community. And she could see that they were not dedicated to the religious life. So she spent her time in trying to reform them. That is where we have the term the Discalced Carmelites. That they went back to a stricter rule. But she had to fight even those in her own community in order to do so. To the point that they would lock her out of her own convent. That is where we have the famous words of St. Teresa of Avila to God. No wonder you have not many friends because of how you treat them. Obviously kidding. But the suffering that she went through in order for God, but she was obedient. She was willing to listen to God and listen to His will and to follow that path. And so for her, she dedicated her life to give everything for God. That is where we have her famous bookmark. You may be familiar with it, the short prayer of St. Teresa. Where she talks in there and saying, let nothing disturb you. You know, things may change, but God does not. And that is where she ends it very famously with, God alone suffices. That was her focus in life, Almighty God. And so as I say, we see this great example of St. Teresa of Avila. And then tomorrow, we celebrate the feast of St. Margaret Mary. As I mentioned, she was the visionary of the Sacred Heart. And she even asked Almighty God, you know, Lord, what will thou have me to do? You know, what do you want from me? And our Lord had said to her, give me thy free hand. Basically, allow me to lead you. And I will lead you toward heaven. And I will lead you then also to help other souls. Because then he wanted from her to bring out the devotion to the Sacred Heart. And through that devotion to the Sacred Heart, we have the 12 promises. These promises for those that are willing to promote the devotion to the Sacred Heart. Specifically, it says in the promises about priests that are willing to devote this, to promote this devotion, that they will be able to reach and to touch hardened sinners, hardened souls, that they will have that grace because of them promoting it. But then it is also for tepid souls will become fervent. Souls that are lukewarm, just as that article tells you. These souls will become fervent in the love of God. And that's why I encourage you to read that article. It is coming from a saint, St. John Vianney. And he explains of how the lukewarm soul, one, is displeasing to God. We know that from the Apocalypse. If you read Apocalypse 3:16, you see very clearly what our Lord says about the lukewarm. But it is also something that these lukewarm souls think that they're doing okay. They may say their prayers, they may come to Mass, but beyond that, they have no concept or idea of the spiritual life. They don't even know what that means. And so from that is why our Lord said, if you have a soul that is devoted to my Sacred Heart, I will help that soul to be more fervent. That they will have then a greater love for my soul. And so from that is what Father Mateo, the famous Father Mateo, who promoted the enthronement to the Sacred Heart, that is why he took this devotion from St. Margaret Mary. And he promoted it in trying to help families to see that they must devote their lives to the Sacred Heart, that they must see that our Lord is the King of their household, that he is the focal point for their life. And from doing so, then the graces will come for the family. But if you do not see and do not understand how important that the Sacred Heart is and the devotion to it, well, then you're basically trying to sail alone in your spiritual life, if you have one. And so that is why he went out and he promoted it. He preached it. He encouraged the people to make that enthronement. And that enthronement is just making the Sacred Heart the king of your household. And so that is why we must try to understand that and see that. That the devotion that St. Margaret Mary promoted, that she brought out, dates back even to St. Gertrude the Great, several centuries before. But St. Margaret Mary was this instrument that was promoted and brought out to try to bring the devotion to the people, to have the people practice this devotion. As I say, for those that have a prominent place in their home for an image or a statue of the Sacred Heart, God will give these graces to them. And it is sad when we don't take advantage. As I mentioned, probably sermon after sermon, it is sad when we do not take advantage of all of the things that God gives to us to help us. And so one of the things that was also promoted by Father Mateo was this idea of adoration. To spend time before our Lord. He even encouraged for those that could not make the church to come to church that they would at least spend an hour at home in adoration. I mean, how many of us will say, well, I don't really have the time for that? But yet we do have the time for our movies, we do have the time for our television, we do have the time for these stupid books that we read. All of these things that we are wasting our time on, possibly wasting our time to where it will send us to hell, but yet we don't have time to spend time in adoration. It is something that God demands from us. I mean, on Sundays, we come here to adore God. I mean, don't let it be to where we come here at 9 or 9:05 or 9:10, or some of you coming still in during the sermons, and then you leave right after Mass. No thanksgiving, no nothing. And you're basically telling God, well, I will give you the bare minimum that I have to give you, and that's it. That is all I'm willing to give you. And so that's why then we expanded the adoration from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. to allow more people to come. Even if all you can give is 15 minutes, give the 15 minutes. I mean, that is why when Father Mateo was trying to impress this upon souls, that is a time that you will receive graces from. I mean, specifically, if you can spend it in front of the Blessed Sacrament exposed, there are so many more graces because of that, that we spend and pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And so that is why he encouraged the people to even, at the very least, to try to do nightly adoration. To spend that time even in your home, to spend that hour before our Lord. To try to give that time to God. And so our Lord had told St. Margaret Mary, he said, I wish you to be a docile instrument, to bring souls to me. And so that is what St. Margaret Mary did through her humility. She realized she was a weak instrument. She realized that she was an instrument in the hands of God, and all she needed to do is just be obedient to him and to be humble and to allow him to move her toward bringing souls to him. And so now we have this opportunity tomorrow on her feast day to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, to pray for the graces for our families, for our souls, for the church, I mean, that is where we must see the importance in our spiritual life. And as I say, there's books, there's a sermon by St. John Vianney. There's different things that you can try to read and then meditate upon, to pray. Or just to spend time in quiet adoration of God. Allow God to speak to your soul. God speaks in the silence, and that is something so foreign to the world. I mean, there is so much noise around us at times, with the iPods, with the television, with the music. No wonder people can't listen. And no wonder people don't have any, they have no ability to pay attention. Because it's the world around us. Our attention spans are shorter and shorter and shorter. And so that is why it's hard for people to even to have that silence. They don't know what to do. And that is sad. It is good for us to suspend time in silent adoration before God. God will speak to our soul if we allow Him. And so do take advantage of tomorrow. And God willing, we will have more of these. Because these are the grace-building parts for the church. And if you want graces for your families, for your souls, this is what will do it. This is what will help your families. But as I say, too often we don't even take advantage of what God offers to us. And so God is willing to give us these graces. All we have to do is to ask. And so that is why with these adorations, with these time that we have, this is what is promoted for us. This is what God is asking from each of one of our souls. Can you not watch 1 hour with me? You know, can you not spend that time before God? As I say, it seems we can spend a lot of time with other things. But we cannot spend 1 hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament. As I say, it's almost like, well, I don't know what to do. Do nothing but adore God. Do nothing but then sit and then ask God to help your soul. But when we think about all that is needed for the church today, all that we can do, the sacrifices, the prayers, the rosaries, all of these things we can offer to God, I promise you, the hour will go by quickly. It will go by quickly if you give God that chance. And so truly, let us take advantage of this great grace for the parish. I mean, God willing that we will see the importance in that. You know, for those of you that are in the prayer crusade for priests, spend the hour praying. The holy name that they have, also that obligation of spending that time, an hour. But really, all of us have, in a sense, that obligation to give honor to God. All of us have that chance that we can spend it in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And as I say, I encourage you to try to come for the final benediction. Maybe to have the chance to listen to Compline. Maybe it'll be a first time for you. It is the prayer of the church. There are many graces with that. And then to spend that time and then to receive the final blessing. I mean, can we not spend that time with God? Are we that busy? I mean, God forbid. Because what are we busy with? And so, think and pray. Take advantage of this Mass today to ask God to help you. To be truly committed to serving Him. And to also to pray to these saints, St. Teresa of Avila, who was very, very strong-willed in trying to be pleasing to God. And then St. Margaret Mary, the docile instrument. These two great women saints, what an example they are for us. But then also, let us pray to the Sacred Heart. Let us ask our Lord's most Sacred Heart to spread His graces upon our souls. And I will leave you with the words that He said to St. Margaret Mary. Fear nothing, I will reign in spite of my enemies. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.